The federal government's revised GP co-payment may still face a rocky ride through the Senate next year, but the compromise package has been welcomed by a coalition of business leaders and medical research scientists who hope the new measures will now clear the way for the proposed $20 billion Medical Research Future Fund. They've formed an action group to press the case for the research fund to all sides of politics. Melbourne businessman Peter Scott is Vice Chairman of Investment Banking at UBS. He's the head of this new action group, and he's speaking with our business editor, Cheryl Bagwell.
The action group was formed because in the wake of the government's May budget announcement, there was a great deal of debate and discussion, and I think that was a healthy thing, around the funding mechanism, the proposed GP co-payment in particular, if you like. And in all that debate, the importance and significance of the proposed Medical Research Future Fund was largely overlooked. So the purpose of the action group really was to draw the community's attention and the Parliament's attention to what a visionary and important thing this is.
But why do we need a Medical Research Future Fund when there are a lot of institutes out there, a lot of organisations raising money in this space?
There are and there will continue to be institutions raising money from philanthropic donors, but the bedrock, if you like, of health and medical research remains the government funding. Most of that is federal, some of it is through the states and through the National Health and Medical Research Council grant system. However, Australia has fallen behind the rest of the developed world such that our public investment in this sector is now only 64% of the OECD average. And that's very regrettable because it is something that we do exceedingly well. Australia bats well above its weight. Health and medical research provides a lot of economic benefits, obviously, as well as lifestyle and health benefits for our community. So we see this as an opportunity, if you like, to lock in with some certainty funding into the future.
Do you see this fund as a purely medical research necessity, or does it, in your view, offer business opportunities as well?
The funds themselves will be not, as I understand it, dispersed to business or the for-profit sector, but the spin-off benefits for our economy will be very clear in the sense that it enables people who are highly trained, highly skilled, to maintain careers here in Australia. So it provides the know-how to support our healthcare system, prevention, keeping people out of hospital, maintaining those costs at a sustainable level. But yes, it will have significant spin-off benefits for business. We have a pharmaceuticals industry that exports over $4 billion per annum from Australia. We obviously have some large corporate success stories based on past investments in health and medical research. I mentioned CSL and Cochlear as just two good examples.
Does the action group support the means by which this fund would be seeded with money, that is the federal government's bid to put a price signal in the health system via now a $5 Medicare co-payment?
I think the debate about the need or otherwise for a price signal is something for the health economists to have and not for me to comment on. But the government has made it very clear that given the budgetary constraints the country faces, that any savings to be invested in health and medical research would need to come from the health sector. The proposal that was announced earlier this week to reduce the GP rebate for certain patients, who generally are those who can arguably afford it, we think was a significant compromise. And our message to the Parliament and the community is it's very important to find a way for this to happen. If this doesn't happen, I think in the long run we will all be paying a lot more as taxpayers and patients for our healthcare system.
There are those, including some crossbenchers in the Senate whose support the government will need on this, who say, or they want all the money from this revised health package to go on paying down debt rather than going to the Medical Research Future Fund. I mean, they say if we're supposed to have a budget emergency, it makes sense to fix or stabilise that problem first and then invest in research.
Well, they're quite entitled to that view, and I understand that some, I think it's a minority, a very small minority of the crossbenchers I'm aware that have taken that view. But what we are talking about, and I use the word carefully, is an investment in health and medical research. This is not just expenditure. This is firstly building up an endowment fund, so the proposed disbursements are from the earnings of that fund, not the corpus, if you like. And secondly, there are studies, Access Economics has done a number of studies, which show that the community benefit from a dollar spent in health and medical research is significantly more than $2. So this is an investment with a very high return for our community.
But do you think it would be better if the Future Fund wasn't linked, I guess, to the GP co-payment? Is the divisiveness, the political divisiveness over this hampering support for what is a good idea in the broader community?
Well, clearly there was a division of views around the co-payment proposal announced in the May budget. And I'm aware that quite a variety of views have been expressed about the revised funding mechanism that was announced this week. But you cannot have a future fund, you cannot have health and medical research unless it is funded. And that's the reality. We all like these things and generally don't want to pay for them. But I think this latest announcement strikes a balance because it has addressed the major criticism of the co-payment, which is that there wasn't considered to be not an adequate safety net for the most vulnerable and disadvantaged in the community. And I think that has been largely addressed.
Seeing it is so important, in your view, I mean, if this package is blocked, would you be urging the government to push ahead with the Future Fund anyway?
Yes, we would. Our message to the government and to the crossbenchers and to the opposition, the other parties, has been this is so important that, and it's a legacy issue, if you like, for the current parliament, that it's important to find a way to get this funded.
That's Peter Scott. He's the chair of the Medical Research Future Fund Action Group, which is a group of businessmen and medical research scientists. He's also vice chair of investment banking at UBS and deputy chair of the Baker IDI Health and Diabetes Institute. He was speaking with our business editor, Cheryl Bagwell.